Now, our Grand Sheikh, Ghawthul Azam, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh, he lived a life of piety, we know that. But he also made numerous sacrifices for Islam and to revive the religion of Islam. And hence, one of his beautiful titles is Muhyiddin, the reviver of the religion. We know that from a young age, he set out to seek knowledge. And he went to the shayukh of his area, and even further than that, to learn fiqh, hadith, and other sciences as well. Thereafter, he went to the jungles of Iraq, and he stayed there for 25 years, surviving on very little, sometimes not eating anything at all, not drinking anything at all. And this was the mujahada, the spiritual exercises that he went through. Then, when he was 50 plus, his spiritual exercises finished as well. He sought knowledge. That's when he began to preach to people. Normally at that age, people think it's time to retire, time to put our feet up. But Ghawthul Azam rahmatullahi alayhi is beginning to preach and invite people in a beautiful manner when he was in his 50s. And this continued until his last breaths as well. He was in his 90s when Allama Maqdisi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that I saw Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi teaching hadith, fiqh, tafsir, qira'at of the Quran, the different types of qira'at in his 90s as well. This is a big lesson and eye-opener for us that today we are healthy, we are able-bodied, we have time on our hands, but we don't utilize it properly. Learn from the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi and the awliya Allah. Inshallah, you will prosper in this world and more importantly in the hereafter too.